Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center. We have a report from a traffic trooper that a freight train in Bountiful is blocking the westbound and eastbound of 500 South, 15th South, and 2600 South. That definitely appears to be the case. We're seeing a little bit of backing through those areas, so expect delays there. Will they do some switching of trains? Also, we did have several crashes earlier. At least a couple of them are clear. Wasatch County, Jordanelle on US 40 is cleared at this point, it appears. Also, the crash in Brigham City on Main Street appears to be out of the way. We still have some issues with the one in Summit County on Kearns Boulevard and Sidewinder. Also, a crash 35th South and 27th West in Salt Lake City, still causing delays. Eastside Construction, that causes delays on I-215 southbound from 4500 South down towards constricted to one lane at 6200 South. Deseret Book Platinum Rewards members today earn double points. That's 20% back on most purchases, including books, CDs, DVDs, decor, and more. Today at all Deseret bookstores and DeseretBook.com. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our scattered showers that came through overnight, pretty much done. West of the Utah Valley, there's still a little bit of activity that will continue to dissipate throughout the afternoon. In fact, even clouds are going to start, the cloud bases will lift up a little bit. We'll see some scattering of the clouds. We should be able to see a little sunshine before things are all said and done. Temperature-wise, we're about as warm as we're going to get, only a couple degrees more to go. High is going to sit around 36, 37 degrees, again, with partly cloudy skies. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.